The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sister sent word to Jesus, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out. Take the stone away.
Now Jesus loved Mary and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him."
He said this, and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death. While they thought he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go and die with him."
Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away.
Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Mary said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world."
When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died."
When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it.
Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out."
"Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out. Take the stone away, come out, come out. Take the stone away, come out."
The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him.
The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you. An old lady was very ill, and she was dying, and she sent for the priest, who eventually came along and anointed her and gave her holy viaticum and told there was no fear to worry, and he said, "In the bosom of Moses, No, not rocking in the microphone. And your soul, you'll be rocking in the bosom of Moses. She said to him, "Soon I'll be rocking in the bosom of Moses." And he said, "No, Mary, not the bosom of Moses, but the bosom of Abraham." She said, "Father, at this stage, I don't give a damn whose bosom I'm in." So there you go. Now, let's be serious and try and very quickly and concisely and in a synoptic fashion, really, do a little synopsis on the gospel this morning. And really, it's about dying. And so we have to look at that. And I just want to maybe paraphrase a little bit of the gospel for you and focus in on Mary and Martha. They're in the house. They're very angry. They're angry with God. A lot of people go through that. If you lose a child or a close relative or a brother or sister, you know, you often feel people are angry. Why did she die so young? Why didn't I pray to God and he didn't hear my prayers? So Mary and Martha are sitting there in the house. They've sent a message to Christ a few days earlier, but they got word back, "I'll go in my own time." God always has a plan. God always has a plan. And eventually when Jesus arrives, how does Mary greet Jesus? She doesn't go out and say, "Oh, I'm glad to see you." She says, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." And Jesus said, "Your brother will rise again." And she said, "Oh, don't talk that rubbish." No, seriously, you can imagine. Don't give us that. It's a bit like sometimes when somebody dies and you go along to the family and say, "Oh, well, they'll be with the angels now." Well, you know, you want them to be here with you rather than with the angels. I mean, isn't that how you feel? Or, you know, a child dies and you say to a mom, "Oh, you have got a little angel in heaven now." She'd rather have a little angel here in her arms, wouldn't she? You know, this is human nature. And Jesus says, "I know he will rise again." And when Mary comes out, she has the same reaction to Christ, and she's angry. She's angry also. And that's very normal, and that's very natural. And then we really see the Jesus, the humanity of Jesus. We sometimes forget that Jesus was totally, totally, totally human, just like you and I. Just totally, totally human. And so we're told, and I love that phrase in the gospel, Jesus wept. Because Lazarus was his friend, and Jesus wept. Even though, as God, he knew he was going to do what he was going to do. So, now we have to look. And Jesus wanted Lazarus to die. He wanted him to be in the tomb for 3 days so that he could try and convince those hard-necked apostles that he had around him and the people, "Do you really believe that I am God and that I can do this and that you have to go through suffering before you go through the resurrection?" So, how would you put that into modern day language? And it is, life is about loss and renewal. Loss and renewal. Continual loss and renewal. And sometimes we get stuck in the loss. We get stuck in the loss part without being aware of the renewal. Look back on your life, any one of you. Has your life not been a continual loss and renewal? You go through difficult times, you come out of them, and you look back and think, "I'm glad I went through that loss and renewal all the time." everything, everything is dying. Excuse me. There's nothing permanent in this life. Look at the sun. The sun, I came across an extraordinary thing that I didn't know before, so don't think I'm very clever. I'm not. The sun is dying at the rate of 6 million tons of hydrogen per second. And yet it continues to warm our solar system and give life to every living thing on our planet. So, everything in is nothing remains forever in its present form. Now that's a very important phrase. Nothing remains forever in its present form. I find that very consoling. Nothing remains forever in its present form, including ourselves. Death is not the opposite of life, but the full process of life. Can you see that? Death is a part of life. That's what Jesus is trying to tell us. That is so, so important. Everything, nothing remains forever in its present form. The two vital words there are present form. Present form. Just pause for a moment. Would you like to remain forever in your present form? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. So nothing remains forever in its present form. Death is not the opposite of life, but the full process of life. The full process of life. So that is beautiful if you think about it. And so how do I feel personally about dying? I'm grateful to God for every day I had. I'm grateful to God for every day I had. I get out of bed this morning grateful to God for another day. I know for some of you, getting out of bed each morning is a mini resurrection. Or maybe a major resurrection. But in a certain extent, every day you get out of bed, it is, isn't it, a mini resurrection. You wake to a new day, to a new life, that's not yesterday. And today is totally different from yesterday. And it's a beautiful day, thank God. It's a beautiful day. And the question for us in the gospel this morning, we can finish on this. Jesus said to Mary and Martha, I am the resurrection of life. He who believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? And that's the question for us this morning. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that? And if you really believe that, why do you spend so much time, especially as you get older, about dying? It doesn't make sense. If you really, and I underline, highlight, really, if you really believe in that, why worry so much about dying? And the best way to prepare for dying And the only way is to live life to the full. Live life to the full. Way back in the year, I think, 250, a famous man called Irenaeus said, "Fear not that someday you'll die. Fear rather that you'll never, that you have never really lived." And sadly, a lot of people are like that. There's people walking around today who died at 25, but they won't be buried until they're 80. That's why in Chicago one time, an undertaker had a notice on the window, "Why walk around miserable when we can bury you for $100? And you know, it's very true. So the lesson from the gospel this morning, Lazarus was taken out of the tomb. He probably was annoyed. You know, have you ever thought about that? There was Lazarus, all his troubles were over, and who knows, he might have wanted to get away from Mary and Martha. Well, you never know, Tom. Yeah, I know, yeah. That's pure heresy, but anyhow. Yeah, pure unadulterated heresy. But he might have had. And then poor fella, they bring him back to life again. So he had to go through the whole process of dying again, because we don't know how long he lived. But Jesus wanted to prove, believe in me, and that's it. That's simple, isn't it? So will you remember that phrase? Nothing lasts forever in its present form. And death is not the opposite of life, but the full process of life. The real completion and full process. Let's stand.